With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. COVID-19 case counts and hospitalization rates in the Sioux Falls area are continuing to rise. Representatives from Sanford and Avera say they need the public's help to keep them from being overwhelmed. Sioux Falls Mayor Paul Tenhaken maintains his office will not pursue a mask mandate, but he says the need to slow the spread stretches beyond city limits. SDPB's Jackie Hendry reports.
Mayor Tenhaken has strong words on the issue of masks.
Wear a dang mask when you're indoors. We're not asking you to sign up for the draft here. We're asking you to wear a mask when you're inside and you can't distance.
Tenhaken says people need to reverse the current trend. As of Monday, the Sioux Falls area had more than 2,000 active cases and 140 people hospitalized with COVID-19. Dr. David Basil is Vice President of Clinical Quality with Avera Medical Group. He says the system is adding ICU beds and care providers are working overtime, but the rest is up to the community. If someone is a close contact of a COVID-19 case, Dr. Basil says they should quarantine for the full 14 days to ensure symptoms don't appear.
We can give you a test, but just because that test is negative doesn't mean you're not going to turn positive later on, and you could start infecting people days before you ever turn symptomatic.
Dr. Basil says even people with mild symptoms should still isolate to avoid spreading any illness right now. Dr. Mike Wilde is Chief Medical Officer with Sanford Health. He says hospitals are also dealing with an influx of non-COVID patients.
Care needs that perhaps were deferred earlier in the year and now are being addressed and may take a little more complexity in their care to get that addressed at this time.
Hospitals are stretched thin, but Mayor Tenhaken says his office will not pursue a mask mandate. He says a city mandate won't impact surrounding communities that also rely on Sioux Falls hospitals.
So if you want to live in a state that gives you freedoms, that comes with an expectation of responsibility. And I need this region to do more.
The city is continuing a media campaign encouraging masks and other COVID-19 prevention measures. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.
The South Dakota Speaker of the House says it's been 3 days since he's had a fever after contracting the coronavirus. Steve Haugard, a Sioux Falls Republican, says he's feeling much better. SDPB's Elise Drubinger reports.
It was 2 weeks of nonstop fever. Speaker Haugard says he tried to manage it with Tylenol and ibuprofen, but
temperatures seem to usually hover anywhere from 100 and sometimes it'd spike up to 105.
Haugard from Sioux Falls says he never lost his sense of taste or smell.
But I just didn't feel I could eat anything either, so I went for about 11 or 12 days without eating.
Haugard tells the Argus Leader that he lost about 16 pounds and that COVID was some of the most devastating stuff he's ever had. Haugard was among legislative leaders that attended a special session in person 2 weeks ago. Legislators are still determining how the next legislative session will look, which starts in the beginning of January. Haugard says he would not prefer a virtual session. He says valuable things take place inside of the Capitol building.
You can only convey about so much over a video link. And then there's, you know, conversations that you have in the hall or during breaks that they make a world of difference. And plus, you know, if we're expecting to have anywhere near the number of bills we normally would, there's just no way we're going to get through those effectively.
Plus, several legislators will be first-time lawmakers. Haugard says those in the Capitol during session must be prudent in how they interact with others. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
Forest Service researchers spent 3 years studying the Black Hills. Their conclusion, logging should be reduced. But now the Forest Service is doing the opposite. SDPB's Seth Tupper has more.
Imagine a pile of firewood stacked 8 feet high, 4 feet long, and 4 feet wide. That's a little more than one CCF, which is a unit of measurement for timber. The researchers say there's a sustainable range for future logging in the Black Hills. They say that's 70,000 to 115,000 CCF. But the Forest Service plans to cut more than that this fiscal year. Jerry Krueger was, until recently, the acting supervisor of the Black Hills National Forest.
We have received our assignment from the regional forester for 2021, and our assigned target for 2021 is 175,000 CCF.
He spoke to an advisory board September 16th. He did not respond to messages afterward. Friday, the Forest Service announced he's been replaced as acting supervisor, and a new permanent supervisor will take over next month. Bob Burns is part of a conservation group called the Norbeck Society. He says the timber target is too high. He says wildfires and mountain pine beetles killed millions of trees in the last 20 years.
It's put us in a position where we have half the volume that we did, and it seems obvious that you're going to have to cut back on the harvest.
Burns says the Forest Service is under pressure from the timber industry. Ben Woodke represents that industry. He says the forest can sustain more logging than researchers say. He says they're ruling out too many areas they deem unsuitable for logging.
So if you only look at 60% of the area, it'd be no wonder you have less standing timber.
This year's logging number is set, but a working group is still analyzing the research, and they'll propose targets for the next several years. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.